Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Labates, where we had yesterday the machlokes, of course, between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, whether the tchelis is ma'akav the lovan, whether the lovan is ma'akav the tchelis, and for that matter, what that means. According to Rebbe, it's what the way Tosfos learns. It's one mitzvah, and therefore it's ma'akiv. According to the Rambanan, there are two mitzvahs. They're not ma'akiv each other. And when we say that they are not ma'akiv each other, what happens? The way Rashi learns with other Rishonim, it means that even if there is no tchelis, there's still the mitzvah of lavan, which is not totally dafke in the tchelis. And you add another two chutim of lavan, b'makam the tchelis. Which means you have four, like the way we have. On the other hand, we have other Rishayim who hold, and it means the same thing as we have by Tfilin Shayad, Tfilin Shorosh. It means that really the mitzvah is to have two at two, two tchelis, two lavan. And if you don't have the tchelis, it's not ba'akiv the lavan, and you have merely the two chutim of lavan. You don't have to substitute with the tchelis with another two. And that we have as a problem, if we have, Tosfos comes out, deliberates on this, he comes out in the end like Rashi. But the Tshuva Sarash holds that all you need is two chutim. We have a Mordechai like that, the Rashbam Yavamis that we said has like holds like that. And therefore we have, so if in fact Tosfos holds like that, we have a problem. Like we mentioned yesterday, according to the Rabbanan, that is two separate mitzvahs. How could it be that you substitute the mitzvah of tchelis with lavan? What do you mean? What's the lavan have to do with tchelis? The tchelis are two separate mitzvahs, the way Tosfos is learning it. If we hold like the Rambam, the Rambam holds the whole thing is one big mitzvah. And Aval Pikein, of course, the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that like this, according to the Beis Yosef, he comes out, not everybody holds like this, but the way the Beis Yosef comes out, the Rambam also holds that you have to have four chutin of lavan. But like the Rambam, we would be able to hear it because he holds it's one mitzvah. One mitzvah with pratim. All right, so it's one big mitzvah with pratim. That's another thing. But, well, before we begin the next discussion, we have, where it brings it to the bottom, we're on the bottom of Lamechess of Abbeis. Well, maybe we should start that right away, and then we'll start, we have to define all the definitions of what the parts of the tzitzis are. We should be familiar with it when the Gemara deals with these, with the definitions. Here, the Gemara brings, who's the one that argues with Rebbe, like we said yesterday? By the way, we said the Malabar even holds like Rebbe. Not everybody holds. We have a Ramban and Malabar and Shabbos. You want to take a look. Daf Yud Beis and Dapei Orif in the Sechah Shabbos. But here we have a Nasan Amar Bishim Rabbi Yesi Aglili, Shomar Bishim Rabbi Yechad Ben Nuri. Ein loy tcheles matel lovan. If you don't have tcheles, you're matel lovan. Now again, that's going to be totally how we understand this. Be teddy, if we'll learn it. Like Rashi or the Tshuva Sarash, which one we learn? Amar Rava. Now, Shvabi da tzarach likshar al kol cholya v'cholya. Rava holds you have to tie it. I'll explain what it says afterwards because we have to have the definitions. Tzarach likshar, you have to make a kesher by every cholya, whatever a cholya is. Let's we'll wait for a minute. These are kadaitas like tzarech. If you're going to tell me that you don't have to tie it by every chulya, had the Ami b'nei Rav Chiya gardube tchelis that we had also yesterday that if the garduban works, that which he holds that gardube tchelis are ksherim, even if you have only the stubs, like we said, how long do the stubs have to be? The amount that's kedei aniva to tie it in a bow, we don't know necessarily. Let's say they're thick threads, we don't, they're certain snakes that we don't know. Mm-hmm.
Gardube
Ezaiv, or that we use, let's say, for a mitzvah k'sher. Came in the Ishtar Eli, Eli, what the upper one is, whatever the upper one is, Ishtar Eli Kulei. It's going to come out that the whole thing is going to unravel. And therefore, the Gemara says, therefore, it must be that we hold Tzarek Likshar Al-Kol Choyim B'Choyim. Now, what is this? What are we talking about over here? What are the definitions of the parts of Tzitzis? We have the Tzitzis, of course, we all know, is divided up between the Gedil and the Psiel. The Psiel is always the tassel, the strings. The loose strings hanging down, those are the psilim. That's what's hanging down, the psil tchelis. The psil tchelis refers to the threads hanging down, the hanging loose threads. The gedil is the branch. We'll call it the, in English was a word, but the macrame. The system of strings and knots and, That's the gedil. What?
The tied up part.
The tied up part. Yeah, it is a word. That's the English word for macrame. All right. Huh?
It's braided.
It's braided. Yeah, braided. That's the braid.
It's not really braided.
Braid is not real. Braid is like pigtails. Braid is not that. Not braided. It's the system of you have the strings and the knots. The whole thing is the gedil. And the psiel is done from there. Then there are the chulias. The chulias refer to the spaces that each small space, which is one chelik of the gedil, is a chulia, and it's separated with knots. You have one chulia, a second chulia, a third chulia, and a fourth chulia. Each one of the four is separated with knots. Now, the meaning that we have is the knot, the chulias are made up of revolutions. You have the first one, which is seven revolutions, with coming with a knot, then a knot. You then have eight revolutions, which are also ends off with a knot. Then you have the third one, which is 11 revolutions, kind of with a knot, and then you have 13, which is also, that's the meaning. I'm not saying everybody holds, but that's the meaning, the way we have now, 70. It's always minimum 7, maximum 13, 7, 8, 11, and 13, each one with knots. Those are called the chulias. Okay, and therefore, that's what we're talking about here. Those are three definitions. We have the gedil, refers to the branch, the part that the whole combination of strings, revolutions, knots, followed by the psil, and the chulias are those segments. The chulias are the segments of the gedil.
Yeah,
and,
sorry, just the gedil.
What?
The gedil is equal chulias plus sharp.
Yes. The chulias, four chulias, with their ksharim, make up the gedil. Hanging from that is the psil. Okay? Now, so that's what we're dealing with here now. So we have to, what it's telling us is that when there is the chulias, I might have thought, maybe you don't have to tie a knot between the chulias. Just go and tuck it under or something. You don't have to go do it, just tuck it under, but you don't have to tie a double knot.
Then you'll have just one chulias.
Pardon, but? No, you won't. You'll have different chulias, but they won't be separated by knots. They'll be separated merely by tucking things under. Maybe it could be a single one also. It doesn't have to be a kesher. But again, Sarak Likshar, I'll call chulia b'chulia. The Esau Gedaitach, if you're going to say you don't have to, Hadi Amri, that which Bnei Rechia holds, that Gardube, we have Gardube Tchelis. Are ksherim, that Gardumi are good, Targumi Heza, came in the Easter Eloi. Now, the bottom knot that we have, that the chul, that the psilim are coming from, in Spara, I think the definition, if we were ascribing definitions to it, we would call it the one, the Kesha Lamata, the Kesha of Lamata, but it's not, it's called the Kesha Lamayla. because the Lamata refers to the closer to the Begin that you are is the Lamata.
Hold it up.
No, hold it up. Like you hold it up, right? That's the Kesher Elyon. Okay. The Kesher, the uppermost Kesher is one that we call is one that looks to us like the bottommost Kesher. So what we have is therefore, now let's say you didn't have that Kesher, obviously, what would happen? The whole thing would unravel. Let's assume that between the Chulyas there was no thing. It would also unravel, the Gemara is saying, if it's not going to be a knot. So that's what the Gemara tells us. It must be, Chaz Ksherim, the Gardubi, why came into Ishtari, Le'eloi, if the bottom one would not have a knot in it, if it would untie, Ishtari, the whole thing would fall apart. And therefore, it must be that the Chulyas, or at least, doesn't try to riot, that every chulia has to, but once we know that there's a din by a chulia, it has to have a kesher, then with the svaris that's going to apply by every chulia. If you don't have a rayon, you have to have four knots by the ksharim, but you do have to have something. And if once you have to have by certain chulias, then you have mighty all the chulias, the svaris.
What's the source of
Wait. Dilma de iktar. Something about him. Kev de ishtame ilai ishtame chul. How do you know? Maybe we're talking, you don't have to have it. Well, maybe we're talking that he did have it. Dilma de Iktar. Rashi here tells us. Maybe we're just talking about a case where he did have it. Kloimar. Be mine, it's Sarach lehi kosher b'chol chulya. How do you know you have to have it not by every chulya? Dilma, I don't know, what's a good word for chulya? In English, we're talking about the chulyas. What? It's a segment of the Gedil. How do you know? I don't really see it as a link. I don't know why he calls it a link. A link, that's what I'm calling it. That's not really a link. A link is like they had between the areas of the Mishkan, and they would have lulawas, they would have hooks. Tell you, that's a link. A link, a link things together. This is not really a link. I don't know why they call it a link. All right. Then, hawking up, kesher, I'll call for you, Macholia. Maybe when we're talking about the Gardumin, we're not talking that they have to have Gardumin. Normally in a Hanami, wouldn't be shy if they called it a Gardumin. You can have Gardumin if they decide to have notch by the Chulyas. That's true. Im Kashar, Karkeshar, I'll call Chulyam a Chulyam, then it would make sense. Have a Gardumin Ksherim. Of a bereaved tzitzias, but by bereaved cases, you don't have to have the knots by the chulyas. And therefore, lo kol machshiri gardumin. There are those cases in the chadami, wouldn't be nageya, the hechsher of the gardumin. Why? The bereaved tzitzias ain't sharm, maybe you don't have it. I'll call chulya b'chulya. Therefore, if we're talking about gardumin, it is relevant. When? If you decide to have sharm by the chulyas. But if you don't have Sharm by the Chulyas, Ein Hanami, it's not, but the case that we're talking before, we have the Gardumin, that we're saying that that's kosher, happens to be in a case where you did have Sharm by the Chulyas.
But not that it's required.
But not that it's required. The Yisok Adaitach. Now, deal with the Ikner. The Omar Rabbah, Shvabi No, Kesher Elyon, the Arisen. Another thing you see over here is that the Kesher Elyon, what is the Kesher Elyon? Again, the Kesher...
Bottom?
Yeah, the bottom. It could be the top one also if you didn't have anything else. What's the Raisa? Let's say the other ones are not the Raisa. The bottom most Kesher before the Psilim come out. Okay? Where the Psilim come out, they don't just come out from the hole hanging. There has to be a Kesher which is tying them, which is tying the two halves of the chutim. Of the strands. And then the psilim are coming out from that. Why? Because if you didn't have that, what would happen? Let's say we only enter Rabbanim. Gentlemen. My Yitzchak Lemishri, why would he have to come to me, Mata, Lemishri, Sadim, Betzitzis? Why would he have to be Mata, Kilayim, Betzitzis? There's no Kilayim, there's no Kesher, Deoraisa at all. Why would you have to be Mata, Sadim, Betzitzis if you can make the Tzitzis without a Kesher? In order for it to be Shatnez, it has to be a Kesher. And therefore, my answer will be she signed him and says, Shita, take him, keep him, I say, no, keep him. If you merely go and you don't tie it as a knot, and you merely fold it or you stick it in, and there are two strands coming out together from the hole, it's without a kesher, so there's not really a chibur. Oh, Shmami no, dear Isa. The Shmami no must mean that there's a dear Isa, you have to have the kesher. You know, there's a kesher. Everybody hear this? Everybody has a definition. We left out one definition also. Of course, the chutim. Chutim are the threads. But of course, those are the ones. So how many chutim do we have? We have, that's a big machlokes, and how we have it, like we mentioned, I believe, yesterday also. Okay, how many chutim of love and how many chutim of love of chaylus? We had Rashi who holds two and two. The Rambam and the Raivan argue whether it's three and one or whether it's three and a half and one half. And therefore, so that's another thing that we have. There's a kasha that we could have. Why do you need the chiddush of kilayim? Why would you need the chiddush of kilayim if kesher elyon is not the oraisa? Well, let's say Reb Kivanger brings it in Shulchan Aruch. There's a Reb Kivanger brings someone that asks it. That, let's say a person, or not a person, let's say it got tied into a knot by itself. He doesn't say this example. Let's say a child was playing with it. It's not a problem, Shu'atav Ibnuz. We're going over here for the entire Kesher, it's just as good as Shu'atav Ibnuz. Tell in Rashi and Taisus that we have in Rishayim, Mehilchus, Kalayim, and Yavamas. That we have. When Shu'atav Ibnuz. But so what we have, let's say children were playing. They tied a kesher. They tied a kesher between the linen threads and the woolen threads. And now it's Shabbos. And he can't untie it. Can he put it on? Can he not put it on? Will the mitzvah of tzitzis override the issue of kilayim? Let's say it would be during the week. Would he be able, a monkey came, or children came, they were playing, and he wants to put on the tzitzis that's made up of woolen linen. Would he be able to wear it? No, he wouldn't be able to do that. He wouldn't be able to do that because it happens to be kilayim. Can't wear that. How did the kesher come about? Not because anybody had any designs of enough to make a kesher. Maybe it was a child that was playing with it. Maybe it happened by itself. Whatever, it got mixed up. In which case, let's say he wants to put it on. He can't wear that during the week. He has to untie it first. He can't wear it. He'll be wearing shatnez. Let's say it happens on Shabbos and he can't untie it. Will he be allowed to put on the beged?
Is this the reverse of the Mordechai?
No, it's the reverse of the Mordechai, but only because the Mordechai was not talking where there's a problem of shatnez. Here there's a lav of lasil bashatnez. Would he be allowed to be over the lam of Zosil Bashatnez? About it not. He wouldn't be able to do that if it wouldn't be for a Chiddush HaTorah. Comes the Pasuk and it comes to tells us that the fact that you're doing it for the mitzvah of tzitzis overrides Shatnez. There you have a case. Does that mean the Kesher Elyon is deraisa? No. Maybe there is no Kesher Elyon deraisa. But you need it to come and tell us that there's no issur of Kilayim. In a case where the kesher forms by itself, or unintentionally, or it's not a kaif, or a child, or something like that. Maybe that's what you need it for. That's the kasha that Reb Kivanger brings in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Yad Aleph. There's a Reb Kivanger. Siman Yad Aleph, the Reb Kivanger is aiming on this kasha. He brings it from somebody else. That's how it's Reb Kivanger, a mahalach with this. But this is a kasha that we would be able to ask, and why would there be a raya necessarily? The Kesher Elyon is their Eisen.
What's the makar of the
Chuyas? Well, it's not going to be their Eisen over here. We say the Kesher Elyon is their Eisen. This is something else that comes at the minhag that comes afterwards. Now, I mean, maybe it's a din of the Gemara. We're talking about the chulias, but it wouldn't have to be that. And how the maids under and there are different minhagim how to make it. We'll see more about it. Yeah, we'll see more about that. Now what? Amar Rava. Baravad Amar Ravad Amar Ravi. Nivsakachut make it grow. Let's say this thread, one of the threads was detached. In other words, maybe the whole thread is part of the Gedil. It's part of the Gedil. Can't even tell. It's part of the Gedil, it's part of the Chulius, the Ksharim, the Gedil, the Chulius. Everything looks perfect. You take a good look at where it's connected to the Begin. You see one is severed. It's not really connected to the Begin. It's not going to fall off because it's all part of the chulia and part of the knots. So how's it going to fall off even? But we know it's not connected to the Begin. It is severed at its point of contact with the Begin. What happens over there? It's possible. The whole tzitzis is possible. Yosef Rav Nachman called Shneitzer. And he went and he said this, Bebra. Eismei Ravel Rav Nachman. Eismei Ravel Rav Nachman. He asked, Babed Var Bavurim Bitchilasov. Avol Saifai. What do we say, however? But when do we have to have all these things together, Lechairim? Where everything is not covered, severed. Aval Saifai, let's say it's already made, L'chaira, L'chaira, this is what it means, L'chaira. Aval Saifai, Shiyarav, the Gardumav, these are two things, Kol Shehu. What is that? L'chaira, what does it mean, these two things? Shiyarav, the Gardumav. What's the difference between Shiyarav and Gardumav? Shiyarav, my Shiyarav, my Gardumav. My love, Shiyarav, the Isik Minayu. The Ishtayer Minayu. That's where some of it is cut, but there's some that remain. But, and what is the Gardumov? Why do we have Ishtayer Minayu? Gardumov, the Gardumov, Girdumi. Everything, there's nothing even there because it was cut at the point of contact with the, there's nothing left at all. But over there, the two separate things. And therefore it's good. What is it telling us? That's good. No, it doesn't mean that. What we're talking about is avada. If it's severed by the contact where it's with the begit, it's not going to be good. So what does it mean over here? Shiyara v'gardumav. They're not two separate things. Chana katani. Shiyurei gardumav kol shehu. You have to have gardumav like the way we explained it before. There are the remnants of the Gardumen, which is what? The Kedaya Neva. Let's say the way Kedaya Neva, the amount that, that's the Taya bow, like we said yesterday. Belema Gardumov. So just say the word Gardumov. What's this thing with Shiarov? Seems to be a separate thing. A separate way of what happened. Separate way of describing what happened. Shiara Vlobal, Kakabashulat the Mohinen, Shiura the Gardumov, Kedela Advan. It's coming, Bidavka, to say it like that, and that Lasha, that the Gardumen can't be just a Mashahu. It has to be Kedela Advan.
Shiura
of Nahar, Shiara of Nahar, or Wibur. Without Gardumov, it's not going to work. No, it has to be. No, it has to be the remnant has to be of some size that is Gedele Advan. There have to be stubs. Stubs also have a shear.
Right, but it's sharp so they put me tight that it's nipstock.
Yeah.
Then how is it, then if it's two of them are cut, and if one of the stubs that it would work, there's only two chudim. If two chudim are cut,
then it will not work if they're babish cut. Where are they cut from? If they're cut from the point of contact where there's nothing left of them.
But then there's nothing left. It's cut. Now it's hanging from two.
Yeah, but that's nothing.
Right.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's called cut. That's called cut. It's only hacking because they're being wound around with that. Yeah. Yosef Rabbi Mekabe Mishmei the Rav. Another thing. Chut Shel Kerach. Now that we tie it, of course, we have the chut, the long, long chut. And that's the one which is used to circle and to make the revolutions around the Gedil. To wrap around the rest of the chutim. Chut Shel Kerach is other bit I mean. That counts as the chutim that we have, the two and two, the Lovin and the Chelis. Amalei Rav Yosef, Shmuel Abra, below Rav. He's supposed to what that said. He said, Rav said it in the name of Rav. And Sachli, and then he said, Itmar Nami, of Rav Amachana, Sachli, Rav Yaishi and Menusha, Chutshel Kerech, Ayla, Ayla Min HaMinyan, set off, let's say, Yossi, Rav Amachana, Omar, Mishmei, the Shmuel, Chayla, Shekara, Ruba, is Kshera. Now he said what? What's the ratio? We talked that there were the chutin, and there was the psil, and the gedil. What's the ratio? Of where, how much of the chutin does the gedil's the deal supposed to take up, and how much is it as a seal is supposed to take up? Well, let's say there was no seal at all. Maybe there is no seal. Maybe he wrapped the whole thing around. It's one big deal. Maybe the chutim are not long enough to create a seal. Maybe there's nothing hanging there. Omer there of Yosef, Rav Amra of Elo Shmuel. And Itmar Navi, Omer of Huda, Omer of Yudah, Omer of Sheshes, Omer of Yemi, Omer Rav. Chelis, Shekarach, Ruba, Kshera. Well, we took the word Chelis over here, the way we're using it, it's not referring necessarily to the blue string. It means the whole macrame. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. The guts macrame, that's what we're talking
about. But you have something hanging down, yes?
Yeah, all right, so that's what it's telling us, yeah. Again, Chelis, Shekarach, Ruba, it's kosher. A very little bit amount of seal, so it's kosher. Rav Chiyam, Rei Dev, Dossan, Bats, Nihachi. Amrav, Ahud, Amrav, Sheshes, Amrav, Yemim, Yav, Amrav, Chelis, Shekarach, Ruba, Kshera, Dafila, Lokarach, Ba'elachulia, Achas, Kshera. Not only that, let's see, only made one chulia. That's also kosher. They didn't do 7 or 11 like the way we said. The afila lo karach ba elachoya achas ksheira. The noye chelis. However, even though we're saying it could be kosher, that's not the hinder. The shenkite, the effect of how senses are supposed to be made. The Noyei Chelis, how do you do it? What's the beautiful way of doing the tzitzis? Shlish Gedil. It should be a third made up of the Gedil. Ushnei Shlishayonov. And 2/3 of the Psil hanging down loose. Pardon me?
Minimum.
The Kaba Shir Chulia. What about Shishiurim of Chulia? Now, what is this? Tanya Rebbe Eimer, Kedei Sheyichreich V'Yishana? Now, the amount that you should make one revolution and a second revolution, the Yishalish had a third revolution. Kedei Sheyichreich V'Yishana V'Yishalish. 3 revolutions are Chulias. But note, he never says anything. It says here about 7, 8, 11, and 13, like the way we said before.
7, 7, 13.
No, wait. Tada, we learn. And then what does this mean? Hapaychis. The person does the minimum. The minimum is lo yivchayis b'sheva. Let me read it first. Ha'paychis lo yivchayis b'sheva. V'ha'maisef, if a person does more, lo yisim al sholosh esrei. Let him do not more than 13. He should be more than 13. Ha'paychis lo yivchayis b'sheva. Keneged, shiva rikiyim. V'ha'maisef lo yisim al sholosh esrei. Keneged. Shiva Rikiyim, the Shisha Avirim, with the spaces between the Rikiyas. Shemineim. Tanak Shumaskil, Maskil Belovad, Hakonav Mikonav. You start off when we said, when we have that, we start off with the, with the Lovad strings. Shumaskil, Maskil Belovad, Hakonav Mikonav. Why? Dinkonav. Shumasayim, Asayim Belovad. At the end, the last one. With the tailors in the middle. Wait, that's what I want. Oh. I'm reading it first. Let me to see what it means afterwards. Akana bin Kana, Ukshu Messiah, Messiah beloved because of Milo Mikhaidish Veloba reading. Okay, now, let's see what does it mean. It says the words, now what? Now, there are a couple of ways we can read this. One way to read it is, the way there it is, well, we'd say, start up minimum seven. Minimum what seven? Minimum of seven chulyas. No, not revolutions, like I said. We said before, I'm talking about minimum revolutions. You take a look at your tzitzis, the first one, the first chulya, is seven revolutions. That's not the way we share them learning over here. It's not. How are they learning? What is the seven? Seven instead of four. How many, if you look at your tzitzis, how many chulyas are there? Four. Wow. There are four, divide up in four sections. Here it's saying if the minimum is supposed to be divided up into seven sections. Or 13 sections. We don't have any of that. If you take a look at Tosfos. Keneged Shiva, Rikia. He said, why all of a sudden do we have things with Rikias? He said, Chaylas Devil Yav Yav Devil Rikia. But not, we don't have the, we do not have Chaylas. Lokab Dinan Baha. We don't, we're Lokab Dinan Baha. Baha Nami Diabridin. This also, that also that we say, Tsarach Likshar. I'll call Cholia Vacholia. Hainu. G'day shehei nicker at Chaylus. It's also g'day that the Chaylus should be nicker. That the Chaylus should be nicker. Uma she'odu noyagin. Chabisha ksharim. Rashi has got me tits. The school of Kineged. Why do we have five? We have five knots. Why? Only from that. Also, remozim that we have. Not because the Mabash Nikar mitzvah of the tzitzis, but if we have the Mishet Tzitzis Oyla Tov Reish, comes out to 600, the Chlech Cheskutim is, the Chabisha Kshar, it's Oyla Taryag, to 613. It means they're all Ramazim of what we have. Doesn't have to be like this.
Well,
the five? Right next to the Begin. Right next to the Begin. Top to bottom is five. Yeah. Umiu called Tzitzis or Amurim Beparsha Chaserim Yud. It's missing a Yud. Yesh Leimar Shesh Masik Vailachem Tzitzis. The Gimel Tzitzis Ksuvim Beparsha. We have, these are all the Ramosim that we have based on what this is. Now what? You look at the very towards thing, we're going to skip over the Tzitzis. It gives all the Ramosim that we have. But then towards the end of the Tosfos. He says that the way he's saying it, the Heksharim, Samak Latalis, Tom Samak Latalis, Kesherechet, the Achakach, Shtei Chulyas, Achashach Chelis, Yachashalovan, then you have one of each, Kesher Echad, Hashem Messiah, Sheish Cholyas. Harei Arba Aksharim. So you wind up with them. Yachakach Aysa Cholyas Shmeyas. Shalavan. Then you make the last Chulia. That, remember, the last Chulia, Shalavan, the seventh one, is the seventh Chulia. Remember, he's not talking about four Chulias. He's talking about seven Chulias. Kedeshia hei Messiah Balavan. Now, look at this. Dechakach kosher echad harei heksharim. The yesh mefarshim. Lo yitlais misheva kriches beikol kosher vekosher. The yesh mefarshim is the one that we said before, and that's the meaning of what we have. We're talking about the kriches, what I said before, 7, 8, 11, and 13. The 7, 8, 11, 13 revolutions, kriches. Right. That's the Megesh Mefarshim that Tysus is bringing over here. That's the Minigal Elam that we have. 7, 8, 11, and 13. But that's the Yesh Mefarshim shot the Gemara. The first way the Gemara is not that. It's referring to the Chulias. How many Chulias are there? 7, 8, 11, and 13. Or it starts at least minimum 7. Minimum 7. How many Chulias do we have? 4. The Gemara says 7 minimum. But our midding is not like that. They says this is all in the optimal times where they have sailors.
How do you have 7 Chulias? How do you have 5?
Huh?
Yeah, 7 Chulias. How do you have 5 Shars? Doesn't each one have every Kesher is 7 days of Chulias?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to have 9.
That would really come out, yeah.
You must be talking some of them.
Huh?
How do you talk about
it? Like
I said before, you can talk about it.
But he's saying that we're going like the tzad that between the chulias you have a kesher. We always say, that's what he's saying. What do you mean, how do you have 5? What is it referring to over here?
I get it.
Yalash al chayla shehein shtayif v'hashmik shehein v'achis misheva 5 shav sabach letalis kesher echad dechakach shtei chulias dacha shal tcheilis v'yacha shalom. He's counting 2 chulias of one of tcheilis and one of love, and that's how you're going to come to the 5. He has separate. You have it chulias, but chulias the way he's saying. See, that's how he describes it. Heichav sabach letalis kesher echad sabach for the talis. You have 1. Okay. Dachakach shtei chulias. Achas shel chelis v'achas shel lovan. But then you have a kesher echad. So you're not having it really between each individual chulia. The kosher. And now he's tying the second kesher. After 3.
Two
chulias
in 1.
That's right. Kedei ad shebesayim. Sheish Chulias. All right, our Bob Sharp. You're going to, at the end of 6, you're going to wind up with 4. Sharp. And then afterwards, you have the last one. Okay.
It's not a question.
You
can have
it. It looks
very different.
Yeah, it's going to look different, right?
Double up.
You'll double up. That's why Tyson is explaining over here. But the meaning is, again, we don't have the, also based on the fact we don't have the Tchelis, and therefore, so what we have is the, like the Yesh Mefarshim, we have the, what we're talking the number of Kriches, not the number of Chulias. Now what happened was, Rabba Barachon Havi Yosvi. They were sitting, Habakal of Yosvi Alahu Gavra. And a person passed by. The mitzvah glima, he was wearing a beged, the kula tchelusa. He was wearing a beged that was completely made out of tchelus. The rabbi lay tchelusa, and he also had tchelus. The tchelus was a rabbi lay tchelusa.
No love, just
tchelus? Tzitzis. No. The rabbi named tchelus, tzitzis. Now, what kind of tzitzis did he have? No, regular. He had a beged of kula tchelus. Kula tchelus. The rabbi named tchelus, well, wait, let's see what he did. Ugedila, Migdal. Add what? Kol atzitzis. Rashi says on top. Kol atzitzis. Haysan gedeo v'lashayar b'od of klal. But he was, there was nothing hanging. This is the case that we gave before. The whole thing was chaylus. The whole bagging was chaylus. And then he had tzitzis that were completely a gedeal. There was no seal, no seal of hanging, freestanding and hanging. Omar Rav. So they both commented on what he was wearing. Yeah, interesting. They noticed what he was wearing. Who cares what he was wearing? All right. Omar Rav. Look how beautiful, such a wonderful beggar that he's wearing. The tzitzis is not good. Yeah, the jacket is good, but what's hanging from it is not good. Beautiful suit. Rabba Barachada Omar, no, Yoig Lima, the Yoig Chaylusa. No, Adarab. The Masood is good, the Begit is good, the Chaylus is good, everything is beautiful. What is this? What were they talking about? Babai Kamitligi. Rabba Barachada Savar, Ksim Gedil, Upsim Psil. There are two things that the Pasuk talks about. That's the nomenclature of the Psukim. And therefore he said, O Gedil, I Psil. So he holds yet. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, remember he's the one that said what? Yai Glimasa, Yai Trelasa. It's very nice. Everything is beautiful over here. I there's no Psil. So what? You don't need both. You can have one. You have two options. Rab Savar. No. You don't have two options. It's only one option. Rab Savar, Liyla Psil, Baidan. Vahi Gedilim. The Gedilim, Vahi Gedilim, the Vinyanahu Diyasa. The reason why it says the words Gedilim, plural, is because it's there to tell you how many you need. Gedil Shnayim. Gedilim, plural, is Arba, which means what? Asay Gedil. Uposlayim b'techa, then you have Psilim coming out from it. What are we talking about? What is, again, that's why it is a very nice way to explain it, even though it's not. You look, somebody said before, why do you refer to the Gedil as the braid? It's not really a braid. It's not like a pigtails. You know, you make braids. It's not that. What is the optimal way to make a braid? You need at least two threads.
That's what you deal
with. You can't make a deal with one thread. You can't make a braid with one thread. You really need three. But at the end, you can have two.
So gedil means two.
Gedil means a braid. That's why it's good that it's a braid. We didn't like the word gedil. You use it a braid. We called it something else. Right, but the braid, the reason why braid is a good way of referring to it is because in order to make a braid, you need at least two. Really, you need three, like I said. But two is the minimum. You need two to make a braid. Gedilim is four. So therefore it means to gedilim a double braid, which really means four. Therefore, he holds it. Therefore, that's what it means. You make the seal coming out. According to him, you don't need. Yeah. He says either or. It's too easy. You have two options of how to do it. Let's say you'll have the Kesher Elyon. Well, you had a prophet lie. You know, if you hold like that, you can have a Kesher Elyon. No, that Kesher, that's nothing to do. The Kesher El you're going to have. The right to that is because otherwise they'll dead of Kilayim. That's how we know Kesher El is going to be a Deraisa because the Torah is about to Kilayim. Obviously, the first thing is you need a Kesher. But now what? You need Gedilim and Psilim. No, you don't. You don't have to have both. You can have one or the other, according to him. Omar Shmuel, Mishrei the Levi, Chutei Tzemer. When we talk about Chutam of Tzemer, Kipater a beged. You have a pishtan beged, and you have chutim of tzemer. Tchelis, by definition, is not blue only. Tchelis, by definition, means blue wool. You can't have a silk thing of tchelis. That's nothing. The word tchelis refers not just the fact that it's a color of blue. Tchelis means blue wool. That's what it means. Yes, that's what it is. This means the Tzvash HaShuma, of course. Imailu now, though. What about the flip side? Shall Pishtan, let's say I'm Titzis made out of Pishtan. Mao Shi Yifteru, Michelle Tzeber. Yeah, let's say, now, well, we're saying that you have the Tzeber Kabashan. Tzeber of what? Tzeber, of course, of Tzeber. But yet you can have tzemer lovin' also. You can have the lovin' made out of tzemer too, where the beggin's made out of pishtun. Now the Gemara has a suffix the other way. If you have the beggin made out of tzemer and you have tzitz, it's made out of pishtun. Tzemer b'shal pishtun l'dapatar. Why? The came in the tcheles patra lovin' nabi patar. Late that lovin' will also patar. That we can understand when you're talking about a beged of pishtim. What about avol pishtim? What about a beged of tzemer? Avol pishtim means tzemer. Well, maybe that you can't have. Because now that you're putting the tchelis on, it's a regular, that's nothing wrong with that. And therefore, if there's nothing wrong with that, maybe you have to have lavan, yavan of tzemer. Maybe you can't have love and a bishtin. What's Hashem in Yenacher where you're able to do that? You don't have to have, whereby a begin of bishtin, a begin of tzemer does not require any kind of kilayim. Maybe you don't have a heter kilayim with when you're talking about the love and made out of a bishtin. Odilma came in the ksim, losim a shat, the tzemer of bishtin yaktav. Gedilim tasalach. Loishna tzemer me bishtin. But Leishla Pishtim B'Tzemer, it doesn't make any difference. You could even have Pishtim B'Tzemer, even though you can get away with the mitzvah by having even Chutei Lavan of Tzemer. Tashema, what is the din? Amar the Amar Rechav Amar of Yehuda. Chutei Tzemer, Patra Mishal Pishtim. Chutei Tzemer, Patra Mishal Pishtim. Mishal Pishtan, Paita Mishal Tzemer. And you can even have that. Chute Pishtan. Or Paita Mishal Tzemer. Chute Tzemer, O Pishtim. Paita Michal Makai. Not only that, when you have Chute Tzemer, O Pishtim, they Paita. Any kind of begging, Viafila Mishirayim. You make it a begging out of silk. You make a begging. You make a beged out of silk. You make a beged out of rayon, dekrat. You make it there. It doesn't make any difference. Huh? I know. I didn't realize that was wrong. And now I timed myself. I didn't realize it was late. The clock is... Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm so happy. I thought we were going to take my time. No. All right, I gotta step it up. I didn't realize the clock is a mistake.
Are those
begotten
of
Kiyamitsis? What?
Those begotten of
Kiyamitsis? No, I'm not avoiding that. Jonathan is right. I shouldn't have given these as examples. I said silk. But now it's like synthetics. It's a different type of thing. We'll have to talk about that separately. We'll take cotton. I said rayon and dekran. It's not a good example. That's other factors involved with that too. But take cotton. You could have tzemer and pishtim. What it's telling us over here is that you can have that pottering even a cotton bag and a silk bag and other natural materials at least.
Thank you.
Esvei Ravel Rav Nachman Hashirayim Akalach Pasrikin Kulam Chayavim Mitzitzis. So what do you see? They're all chayav at tzitzis in Rabbanan. So here it says what Nachman. The Avil Rishay, pliga the Rav Nachman. This is what we said argues on Rav Nachman. I'm thinking about the Amar Rav Nachman, a Shirayim Turim in Atzitzis. He said that silk is butter from Tzitzis. The only beggar that's going to be chayim is several pishtim. Frank the Gemara, I say, Rav the Rav Nachman. What are you telling me? Only the godim of several pishtim is chayim. A Shirayim, a Kalav, a Srikin, Kulu Chayovim, and Tzitzis. These are different forms of silk. Min Rabban, Bei Enechadabi. But it's only Min Rabban, not Min Daraisa. The Hachi, Ema, Seifa. What do you mean? We're talking over here, Tzemra Bishn Patris, all the other begotten, but the implication is that they're all high of Tzitzis.
In the rice?
Yeah, but now, Bishla B'di Raisa, Haidu, the Bishnur, B'hukilayim. That's why we're saying, why didn't we just get finished saying? They're high and you're Zahetar, I'm making the Tzitzis out of Tzemra Bishn also. You have a begot of silk, and you want to use Kilayim of Tzitzis. Tzemer and Pishtim in the Tzitzis. We didn't have that before. We could have that also. How can it be Matri Kilayim by that? Ema O Tzemer O Pishtim. It doesn't mean like we just thought, like we just said. That it's a combination of Tzemer and Pishta. It means either or. Ochidame Mistabra, Diktani Seifa. Hain Beminad Paitrin. They, other substances, other materials. Silk, let's say. You could have silk talasim and silk begit. You know, like they used to have in the shuls. They used to have those things. Huh? Yeah, the temple.
Trust me, it wasn't so
rare.
Oh.
Yeah, probably, yeah. So when it says, if it's Drabbanan, we can understand that they pater b'mina. But if you're going to say it's the Raisa, it's the Raisa. Several pishtin who the potar, you potar, it's a bishtin the potar. You bishtin halo here yet. No. If you're going to say it's the raisa, don't think that the only way to do it, the raisa, is only with tzitzis that are made out of several pishtin. There's another way to do it too. So if you learn like Rava, Rava says, seem hakanav, seems to be min kanav. You do the tzitzis with the same material, not the tchelis, but use the same material as the begit, which would seem to imply, if it's a silk begit, use silk tzitzis for the lover at least. I don't mean for the tchelis, but for the lover. Uksiv tzemer al pishtim. Says min kanaf, and then it says tzemer al pishtim. Okay, so how do you reconcile that? Tzemer al pishtim. You can use several pishtim for a begot of tzemer, for a begot of pishtim, or a begot of silk, or a begot of rayon, cotton. You can do either, or that. Let's say you have a begot of silk. Other minim. You can use for the type of begging that is. For example, you want to have a cotton beg. You have a cotton begging. You could use a tzemer, pishtim, or cotton tzitzis. But you cannot use silk tzitzis. On the other hand, let's say you have a begging of silk. Tzemer, pishtim, or silk tzitzis. But not cotton tzitzis. Shar mina mebina paitrin, shlo mebina be paitrin. Rav Nachman holds Kedatana to Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Rav Nachman said what? He asked. Rav Nachman said that it's not going to be chayav. They asked him, they say, Rav Allah, Rav Nachman. You see, the head, what did he answer? It's only me to Rabban and not me to Raisa. He held down what? Kedatana to Bei Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana to Bei Rabbi Yishmael held with Abraham begot him. When the Torah talked about Tzaras, the Torah talks about what kind of begotten by Tzaras. It says, by Torah several pishtim, we learn out that whenever the Torah talks about begadim, what are typical begadim that the Torah is talking about? I've called several pishtim. And therefore, silk is not chayiv. Cotton is not chayiv. With rabbanim, yeah, but not be derisive. The number of Abaye, this member of the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, why Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Mafke Meir of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It'll be not like in consonance with the other Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, what do we learn? Begin, ain't the other begin, Tzemer, be not the Rabbi Tzemer, Gimbalim. How do you know Tzemer that's made from camel wool? When Tzemer are Novim, made from rabbits. Midnight's a shalizib, or goat down. Bakaloch, basrikim, ashirayim, the mitzvah, tabadayma. Oh, beged, which means what? All begadim, according to this Tana Tamei Rabbi Shmuel, are included in the din beged. It's not limited to Tzemer or Pishtim. So what we have that is a fundamental machlokes in Tanayim, whether the whole din of tzitzis, doraisa, needs a beged of Tzemer or Pishtim. Woolen, dafke, woolen, a woolen begad, or linen begadim, or whether cotton begadim are chayim deraisa or not. Rab Nachman holds that it's only chayim mitzvah, and that would conform with the member of the one of the Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael's, who holds that is going to be true by Tzaraz. On the other hand, we have this machlokes, whether or not, like the other Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that a cotton bag is going to be chayim d'oraisa, and this is the machlokes that we have also in Shulchan Aruch, whether or not to be chayim d'oraisa, you bedavka have to have a bag, a woolen bag. All right, well.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.